Well, making his first appearance on Arts News is Kyle Thomas from the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department. This is, in fact, his first semester on the faculty, and he and his students are tackling Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors next weekend, and it's good to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Before we get on with talking about the Shakespeare comedy, let's talk about not the comedy of your life, but what brought you here and how you came to be employed at MSU's Theater and Dance Department.
Sure. So I was at the University of Indianapolis before this, serving in their theater department there, and before that, finishing a PhD in theater at the University of Illinois. I knew of Missouri State University, and having grown up not far from here. And
yeah, you were in Little Rock.
Yes, I grew up in Little Rock. Yeah. So it's really kind of interesting to be back here in a place where when I was a kid, we would come up to Branson and into the area and vacation and do some fun things. But I had known that Missouri State had a really strong theater program. And so when I got the interview for the job here, I was really excited. I just got more excited meeting the faculty, seeing the facilities, getting to know the department a little bit more, and was just elated when I got the call to come here and join the faculty and be a part of this great department.
And research into theater history is kind of a main focus of your attention and interest.
Yes. So my dissertation and my current study is still in medieval theater. But, yeah, so and it's really fascinating being able to direct Comedy of Errors. I was actually in the show in undergrad, so I'm familiar with it. But having the perspective of the decades and centuries leading up to the period of Shakespeare's life in the 16th century has been really enlightening on a lot of levels, that Shakespeare is very much an early modern theater playwright, but he kind of represents a period of change and shift in attitudes and cultural understandings of what theater is and what it does from this more medieval flavor, if you will, to a much more modern professional and public theater flavor.
And Comedy of Errors is the show that you're going to be doing November 21st through the 24th in Craig Hall Coger Theater. A lot of stuff happens within one 24-hour period in this show.
Yeah, it's a very busy show.
There's
lots of mistaken identities. Shakespeare is really showing off his ability to take a particular comedic trope in the mistaken identity idea and then double it and do even more with it, make it even more confusing and crazy. And it's been a lot of fun to work with this super talented cast and figure out how to make that funny for our audiences today and make it still relevant and interesting.
You basically have a Sicilian merchant and his wife have twin sons, and destitute woman also gives birth to twins.
Yes.
And they get separated and assume each other's identities, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, so you have two sets of twins. There's two masters, each named Antiphilus, and there are two. They each have a servant that is attached to them, both named Dromio. So you have two Antiphiluses or Antiphili and two Dromios, and they happen to find their way into the same town at the same time, and everybody is just completely confused. Antiphilus of we identify them by where they come from. You have Antiphilus of Ephesus, which is where the play takes place. You have Antiphilus of Syracuse, who has come into the city looking for his long-lost brother, and they're attached Dromios as well. And in the midst of this, Antiphilus of Ephesus happens to be married. Antiphilus of Syracuse is not. And so you have a wife who is very confused about why her husband is not paying attention to her and doesn't seem to know her. You have merchants that are constantly looking for payment for goods and services rendered that they are not receiving. And it just makes for a really hilarious time. There's a lot of physical comedy that we bring into it as well.
Of course, witty wordplay, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's Shakespeare.
Now, when you have dual roles like this, you have to have the same actor playing two parts, do you not?
We actually do not.
You're not doing it that way, huh?
And truthfully, I've never seen a production that did it that way.
It's
very, very difficult. The way Shakespeare has written this, I can't really see how that would be done. It's you have to really be
they
very
have to both because they're both on stage at the same time,
and they have to come in and out. There would be a ton of lines to learn, but
yeah, that's true too.
There's a lot of movement back and forth where one Antipholus is led on and is led off of the stage, and as soon as he's off the stage, the second Antipholus is coming in. So it or the Dromios as well. It would be really difficult, I think, but not impossible to do it in that way, but we have cast it for four separate actors. Mm-hmm. You'll find that our costume design really helps out with the twin look and gives that sense of these two characters being related and connected.
Well, it's willing suspension of disbelief.
Absolutely.
Even if the two actors don't look very much alike, you have to believe that they sprang from the same source.
Yes.
How many people are in your cast?
Oh, we have about 17 or 18 people. Mm. It's a pretty good sized cast.
A farce from 1594 that continues to entertain. Comedy of Errors by Shakespeare, MSU's Theater and Dance Department will bring it to the stage in Coger Theater next Thursday through Saturday, the 21st through the 23rd, all at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday the 24th at 2:30 p.m. And you're also giving a non-public performance a week from today. This is, we should mention this, it's not something that tickets are being sold to the public for, but...
Yes, so it's Any Given Child is the name of the organization. They work to help connect middle schoolers, eighth graders, particularly to arts and culture within their community. And so we will have several hundred eighth graders come to campus the morning of the next Friday, and we'll see there'll be two sections, and we'll do a performance roughly about 30, 45 minutes for them. That will also give them a chance to do a Q&A with our cast and learn a little bit more about what it's like to be a college actor and to be doing something like a work of Shakespeare.
Well, it'll be a rowdy crowd.
I'm sure, yeah. No. Perfect crowd for this show, actually.
Oh, it actually is. Now, tickets for the Thursday through Saturday night performances and the Sunday the 24th matinee at 2:30 range from $8 to $14, and you call the MSU TIX number to acquire those, 836-7678, or visit MissouriStateTIX.com. And of course, you can read up on everything that the Theater and Dance Department is doing this season at theateranddance.missouristate.edu. Well, Kyle, anything else we need to add?
Please come see the show.
That's as good as anything. Kyle Thomas, in his first semester in the Theater and Dance Department at Missouri State University, is directing Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors in Coger Theater next weekend. Again, 836-7678 or MissouriStateTix.com to purchase tickets. All right, Kyle, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.